And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ. Our Sherrard High School Sports Spotlight this week has us talking Sherrard boys basketball with senior James Blackwell. Tigers off to a 15-2 start on the season, basically a couple of weeks past the midway point. So 15 wins out of the first 17 games this season. James, just kind of walk us through the keys to success so far for the Tigers and boys basketball to this point.
Our success is mostly in practice and just going out and working hard, and it takes everyone to be 15-2, and just having a good squad is what helps us.
All right, so in the conference, along with that 15-2 record, off to a 4-0 start in league play, a nice win over Rock Ridge to start the conference schedule about a month and a half ago, back in early December. So looking at some of these games you've played, I know the game with Rock Ridge, you had a great crowd at home. The game over at Orion on the road was a really good crowd too, where it feels like, you know, the conference is very competitive. A lot of quality teams you play in the league night in and night out every Friday in front of some fun atmosphere. So just the feeling of playing in the track, a pretty fun night, a pretty fun experience night in, night out, you think?
Yes, it's very fun playing in this conference. It's been a long 4 years of battling out with all these teams and just playing there. And, you know, it's a lot to experience and take in when you're there.
But we mentioned the game with, you know, Rock Ridge. You're going to play them again coming up in the second half of the conference season. Another tough test, like with the game with Orion coming up too. But looking at some of the games you've picked up in the non-conference over the past couple of seasons, especially where it feels like Sherrard, as you've kind of taken these steps forward as a program, you've seen the schedule get more challenging and the degree of difficulty in some of these tests you have non-conference has definitely risen. I know this year you got a chance to play Rockford Christian early, a game with Sterling that you won't beat a Western Big Six team on the road. Got a game with Diet coming up, Dixon in the second half of the season too, along with some of those conference tests we'll see again too. So just the level of competition you've been able to play, does it feel like that's kind of helped, you know, grow and get you ready to play in the postseason this year, you think?
Absolutely. You know, we want to play all these tough teams to get us ready to experience, to help us go further into the postseason and get a regional championship and hopefully move forward.
All right, so individually for you, I know we've seen such growth as a player. I remember your sophomore year, you could really see the natural athleticism you had. And I know as a player, you've always been able to get to the rim, you know, with a dribble. But I've been really impressed by the strides you've made as a jump shooter. So can you walk us through kind of the time and the work you've put in to improve your game throughout your high school career here?
Yeah, absolutely. Coach Earl has helped me a lot throughout this whole summer, getting me and Rylan and a bunch of other teammates into the gym and working on shooting and just taking slow steps to make sure that my shot is right. We're tweaking it, and we're still working during the season, and he has helped me a lot.
So we've talked a lot about kind of the growth of the Sherrard boys basketball program. Now, you've been a big part of that the past three seasons, especially where you've seen the winning get more consistent while playing, you know, challenging schedules like we've touched on too. So being a part of the program, seeing the growth, you know, the past 3-4 years, I mean, what have been some of the keys you think for the program to get to the level it's at where you've making these strides, you know, it feels like year after year after year?
I think it is mostly our coaching staff, and the past seniors have helped show, like, me and Rylan and some of the other senior boys how to lead and help our other teammates grow.
We've talked a little bit about, and we've kind of alluded to what you're hoping to achieve in the second half of the season. You mentioned earlier, you know, wanting to try to win a regional. That's something Sherrard hasn't done in a while in boys basketball. Same thing with like a conference championship, I know too. So as you look ahead towards the second half of the season, the final month or so of the regular season into the postseason, kind of tell us what you hope to be able to achieve here in the winter here with Sherrard basketball.
We're definitely going to want to win that regional and hopefully get past that, but we're going to take one game at a time and act like every single game is our last game, and just to hopefully get down as far as we can and to sectionals and possibly state.
Sherrard senior James Blackwell joining us on WRMJ. Tigers 15-2 in boys basketball, a 4-0 record, alone in first place in the Track West currently. James, appreciate the time, man, and good luck the rest of the year.
Yeah, thank you, Ty.